Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello,
here we are. It's great to be here. The Friday before Omaricon 2013.
Christmas Eve
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're allowed to open one present tonight, right?
We have a wonderful studio filled with guests today, and I did want to share, before we bring Katie in here, because Katie has a very special presentation, I wanted to share something that made me a little cloudy. I got all Irish.
Oh, God.
You got hammered?
No, I haven't gotten hammered in a while.
Did you eat potatoes? Did you get in a fight?
No, I didn't get in a fight.
Did you become a cop?
Why don't you calm down? Oh, I forgot. Katie's in the studio.
No, Tab's here.
Katie and Tab are.
And you know what?
Look at me in the eye. Look at me in the eye. You're going to have to control yourself a little bit.
He's a man at odds within himself.
Yes. He is going to. Listen, show off pants. You've got a whole night tomorrow to show off, okay? I just need you to calm down a little bit, please.
Let this racehorse run.
With you. There's his audience.
Look at his audience.
Yeah, both of them.
The two, the president and vice president and treasurer of the mob
are
in the studio.
No eye contact.
Okay, yeah, everybody knows the big Red Sox.
Irish eyes are
beautiful song.
It is. Shut it off. Shut it the F off.
Did you get...
What?
You just had a little moment there, didn't you?
What's that? What?
When you hear that song.
No. your moment's coming up. Hold on just a second.
Everybody relax.
I want to share this before
please
I move
do.
On to Katie
please,
here.
Please.
A guy, Patrick O'Reilly from Scarborough, Maine, a good Irishman, goes to game number 6 of the World Series. We are Facebooking back and forth. I'm watching the game, and I'm messaging with this guy. And he says, I'm in the Fenway gift store at game 6. Do you want anything?
Oh, wow.
And I swear to God, I don't say yes, but I said, you know what? Go ahead, get me a World Series sweatshirt. And damned if he didn't do that.
Really?
Did he really?
And he sends me this letter, and I said, let me know how much it costs. He said, don't be silly. He's not letting me pay for it. He's a wonderful human being. He writes this to me. He said, Mike, as I messaged to you on Facebook, I am happy to share this hoodie from the World Series with you as thanks for all the years of laughs and good times you've brought to me. This was purchased at Fenway Park on the night of Game 6. Okay. Just so you know the ABCs of me,
yeah.
I'm already getting a little verklempt when I read that. Because it's just such a cool
and you're
thing.
You're one person removed from being there.
It's very cool that he's just there.
Yeah.
Sports fans get into this. While I was there for the game, please wear it with pride. The smaller envelope in this box is for your son, and here is the story with that. And this is where, I swear to God, I'm still getting emotional about it. It's stupid. After the game, my friend Eric and I worked our way down to the field where I saw a security person on the field reach over the short wall between the on-deck area and the first row of seats, handing a fan something. I asked what they were doing, and the guard said that since he couldn't get his friend on the field, he was giving him some field dirt to keep. I asked if I could have some.
Oh, no,
and he said no. He could get in trouble. But about 10 minutes later, I felt a little tap on my shoulder, and it was the guard, and he said, here you go, don't tell anyone, this is from the pitcher's mound.
Oh, wow.
Holy S. Anyway, my gift to little King O'Mara is some of that handful of World Series Game 6 mound dirt from the first Red Sox World Series victory of his life. May there be many more. All the best. From Patrick O'Reilly. How
Jesus.
Cool is
that?
That
is so cool.
You know, I'm reading this at the kitchen table, and Carla looks at me, and I start to pull this stuff. I start to do the...
Is it ricin?
Oh, my God.
You know, I actually had another Dick music bed to play, but now I can't even do it.
That's
the, you know,
so
what?
Cool.
Their first World Series at Fenway in 100 years?
And, you know, the first of it. And I said to Carla, before I even opened up the envelope, she said, well, it could be any dirt. That's Carla. You know, I said, no, honey, if it's red... It's pitcher's mound dirt, and I took it out, and there's the color right there.
Are you sure it doesn't smell like cinnamon?
Isn't that? I don't care if it's a fake.
That's totally cool.
It got me. So Patrick O'Reilly.
Not a fake. Not a fake.
Up in Scarborough, Maine, you rock. I am so thrilled. Oh, I'm just about to automatically file the letter, and I don't want to do that.
I don't want to take away from anything.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Talk right into the mic, please.
The words mound dirt did make me giggle.
Mound dirt.
Yeah.
It's what we used to look for at American University.
Yeah.
You want to go out and get some mound dirt tonight?
You and Goldie?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Yeah, Goldie. We're going to go out and get some mound dirt.
Where's the sweatshirt?
The sweatshirt is somewhere in the closet, and it's a great sweatshirt.
Ready?
And it's very, very nice.
You can't wait for it to come out of the closet.
Yeah. It would look good on you. But anyway, it's
the larger sizes are more costly.
There are certain, anyway, I'm a man of larger character.
Maybe we'll frame it.
That's true. He gave me the option. He gave me the option.
I
went for the vanity size.
Oh, XL! XL!
I went for the vanity size.
I might frame it. Yeah.
That's true. Without further ado, we welcome from the wilds of Kentucky, Mr. Tab Patterson.
Hey,
is
Tab.
Here today, a good friend of the show.
Hello.
Hi, Tab.
How are you?
Tab is our unofficial photographer for Omericon 2013, and he is a good friend of Rob, and they were hanging out. I saw all their pictures, their little gay pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, he's such
Facebook.
A dick sometimes. He really is. I mean, he's in town for 8 minutes, and I say, you know what? I need to get my hair done for the show. I have to get my hair cut.
Yes, queen.
And what I didn't want is for him to go to my house and arrive before me, because I don't know how Linus is going to treat a stranger walking into the house.
Right.
So I go there to meet him, and I say, it's really great that you're here and you made the trip up to as a favor to us to take our photographs, but I need to go to the barber shop.
Yeah. And so Tab's a buddy. If Tab came into town, regardless of a show, you guys would hang out.
Yeah, and so I grab my son and I grab Tab, and what does he do? Within 4 minutes of sitting in the Asian barber shop, he...
Some things never change.
He posts a picture of me getting my hair cut, and I'm thinking, you know what?
Looking like scowling over at your son, who looked like he wanted to be in another state.
And the only thing I'm thinking about is now everyone thinks that Tab comes to town, and I say, I'm going to make you go and watch me get my hair cut.
That's right.
And that's not how it happened.
And then you went to Five Guys to look at the soda machine.
Now, that was fun.
And you posted
That was
it.
His reward for being so good at the barbershop.
Posted it for the whole world to see.
Mrs. Shannon Spiewak said, is that Rob's brother? I said, might as well be. Might as well be.
And then they had the picture in front of the soda machine that was just like this.
Uh-huh. And then, you know what? Really, to make Tab regret every decision he's made thus far, he went to Julia's volleyball game.
Was it fun for you, Tab?
Oh, my God. You're the worst friend
how
ever.
Many, how many were there? Three?
There was only two because they had to play best two of three. They won two and they advanced it to their tournament.
Well, that's terrific. The Tab could come all the way from Kentucky to go swimming in Lake Rob.
That's right. Well, you know, last time, at least it wasn't like last time. Last time I made him go to the talent show.
Oh, my God.
And I swear to God, that's true, Tab.
Kids' talent
How
show?
How much talent was there?
Not a lot. Not a lot. I feel really bad, but not real, real bad.
We welcome now our stage manager for Omericon 2013, Katie Powers von Herman, Sacco Vanzetti, Lilliquist Beckstead. She is here
Mellencamp.
With us right now. Do we go with our professional name of Katie Forbes, or do we go with Katie von Herman now? Have you taken that wonderful man's name in totality? Can we call you Katie von Herman?
Well, this is where I feel awkward.
Okay.
My legal name is still my ex-husband's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I just don't care.
Are you going to change at all, or will you change that? I mean, my God, the man's going to... You know, Dan's not the kind of guy that's going to stand on top of a pedestal and scream, change your name!
To all 73 letters of Von Herman?
I would think you would get a rush out of that. What if you're, say...
It doesn't fit in, like, when you have those... The Scantron things where you have to put your name in the bubbles.
Yeah. Von Herman.
It doesn't fit.
And besides, she'd have to change all her cufflinks.
But if you're calling to bitch about something, excuse me. This is now Katie is Katie short for Catherine?
Yes.
Oh, so, here's
that's
the way.
Awesome.
You want a table at the restaurant? Call Middleburg and use that name. See what kind of table. Hello, this is Catherine von Herman. I'm supposed to have a table. Is there any way you could fit us in? I understand.
Yeah.
We're coming in from the Gold Cup, and it's really just going to be, this is Catherine von Herman.
Of the Alexandria von Herman.
There it is.
Actually, if you really hit von Herman hard, it sounds like the governess is calling.
It's Catherine von Herman.
Hello.
Would you please open the doors? Lady Catherine von Herman of Gloucester.
is here. But anyway, we're going to put...
It's German.
It's German, yeah. Okay.
Boy, is it.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Carsten the Great von Hermann.
The reason she hasn't taken the German name is she's scared of the papers.
That's right.
Papers.
That is why she's talking all about the scanning.
Classification.
It sucks to change your name.
Would you like to... Can we put you to work here?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present Katie Forbes, who will be sharing with us baby names. But these are special baby names.
Baby names.
These are old-time grandpa baby names that are making a comeback.
Now, if you would like to have an old man name for your baby, it's too late for my child. My child's already been named Michael William. But if you're about to have a baby, and there are lots in our audience constantly reproducing.
Just breeding.
Oscar, this is something you might want to consider.
I'll look and think about it.
Really,
Thank God
about this.
You didn't point to me.
There are 30 baby names.
How many?
30, and decide which one you like. Go ahead, share the first baby name. Grandpa baby names by Katie Forbes.
Old school.
Old school.
Clarence.
Thomas.
Yeah?
The big man.
Clemens.
Clemens, yeah.
That's another one. Okay. Yeah.
Amos. As in Amos and Andy.
Amos Moses.
I withdraw from this one.
Did you have another Amos?
No, I just don't think that what I'm going to say would be helpful.
Okay.
Famous Amos cookies.
Famous Amos.
Delicious.
That's good.
Ernest.
Ernest Hemingway.
Ernest and Bert.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest Goes to Julio Gallo.
What's Ernest and Julie? Rob wins.
Oh. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Did you have one?
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Okay, everybody had the Ernest movies. That's it. Moving on.
I love this one. Earl.
Earl.
Oh, Big Daddy's best friend, Earl Donaldson.
Earl Merton, one of the great salesmen of all time at WJFK when we first went over to WJFK.
And you had a great relationship with Earl because every day you would steal his chair to eat lunch.
Earl Campbell. Earl the Pearl Monroe.
My name is Earl.
Earl Weaver, the Earl of Baltimore.
Mike Witt.
Thank
Mike
you very much.
Amelia Earlhart.
No.
Okay, that is
no.
Incorrect. Give me a little more juice on six, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Elmer.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Bird, the banjo man from West Virginia.
Elmer's Glue.
Elmer Bernstein.
Nightmare on Elmer Street.
Oscar, bring in the comedy. That's a good sign for tomorrow night. All right, go ahead.
I have to tell you, in one way or another, my whole name is on this sheet.
Yeah, Katie, we didn't mention this from West Virginia.
Ohio.
Yeah. There you go. Ohio?
That's where I was born.
Well, but technically you lived in West Virginia, didn't you?
For a long time, yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Next name, please.
Herman.
Herman Cain.
Munster.
Munster.
Oh.
Hermits.
Hermits, that's it. All right, thank you.
Eugene.
Eugene.
Say it right. Eugene.
Eugene. Eugene O'Neill.
Levy.
Okay, that's it. All right, we're done.
Grover.
Cleveland.
The monster.
You mean the Sesame Street?
Now I'm near, now I'm far.
Oh, my God.
Very good. moving right along.
Oh, my God. Chester.
The molester.
A. Arthur, one of our straight presidents.
Chester. Oh, I had that.
You were going to have that one?
Yes.
All right, very good.
This one actually is Dan's grandfather's name.
So it is a grandpa name.
Yeah.
Yes, and once you put it with the Von Herman,
right,
that's where it gets real good.
Okay.
Otto.
Otto Von Herman.
But you know what's so much more easy than the manual Von Herman?
Otto Preminger.
Oh, that's a good one.
Otto Preminger. Otto Graham.
Otto Bond.
Not Otto Bond.
Otto Bond. That's there he goes. Moving right along.
Spunkmeyer and his cookies.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
That's Otis.
That's Otis, not Otto.
Luther.
Vandross.
Luther was the gentleman who was killed in the first reel of The Sting.
Lex Luthor.
Hey, that's a good one.
Although technically it's Luthor, isn't it?
Oh, who knows?
Horace.
Ooh.
Man.
Horace Grant.
Horace Vandergelder is a character in The Matchmaker.
You guys, very good. Terrific. Very nice.
Matchmaker.
All right, stop it. No show tunes.
Lester.
Lester Flatt.
That's a great one. You know,
Lester Holt.
Lester Holt.
But Lester Flatt is better.
That's good. I like
Lester
that.
Lester Flatt wins.
We have to. I think it's our job to come up with at least two.
Okay.
Rufus.
Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Rufus Thomas, who is Carla Thomas's dad, great soul singer.
All right. Yeah, that's
Rufus
two.
From Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes. Nice job.
Oh, and also there was a character on the Dude and Doug radio show, Rufus Leakin.
That is going back a long way.
But it was there. I think he did weather.
Dude Walker, who will be at the State Theater tomorrow.
Maybe. There are so many surprises. Marcus.
Have I left that out there? Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. All right, go ahead.
I'm not even sure how to say this one.
Okay.
I think it's Emil.
Emil.
E-M-I-L. Oh, you might know this, Oscar.
Oh, let me see.
E-M-I-L.
Yeah, it's Emil.
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 Emil. Emil Faber. Knowledge is good.
That's true. And the only one I can offer other than that is the guy that was in a lot of Shemp Three Stooges shorts, Emil Sitka.
Emil Francis, former head coach of the New York Rangers.
Oh, oh you win. You.
Thank you. Very good. Emil. Thank you.
Alvin
and the Chipmunks.
I think that's really the ultimate Alvin.
And Alvin Ailey, the Alvin Ailey Dance Company.
Alvin Roker.
No.
Not true.
What do you think his real name is? Oh, could it be Alvin?
No, I think it is Albert. Actually.
Albert Roker. Who had a finger in his butt yesterday.
But not his own.
No, not
for
at all.
Once.
Well,
what number are we on?
We are on 17.
17. Moving right along.
Gus.
Gus Johnson.
Gus Farratt. What an idiot.
Gus Grissom.
That's a good one.
Goss's Garage.
No.
That's Gus.
No.
Pat Gus. She's really making this work, though, with those. Okay.
Good.
All right. Number 18.
Roscoe Pico Train.
Yeah. Good one. Roscoe Pico Train.
Roscoe. I don't think I know any Roscoes.
Emperor Roscoe. Famous disc jockey. He's on Otis Redding Live in Europe.
I think he's making these
Rain
things
Man.
Up.
I do, too. Emperor Roscoe, number 19.
And also the guy that did the original CBS golf announcing is named Roscoe.
Really?
Yeah. The Masters.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
The Masters.
Him, yeah.
Yes, okay. Moving right along.
Cornelius.
Bennett.
Oh. What's that?
Cornelius Bennett, football player.
That's right, Cornelius Bennett.
The Cornelius brothers and sister Rose.
How okay. do you abbreviate that?
That's too
Corny.
Tough.
Hey, Corny!
Corny, or it could be Tony Kornheiser.
Virgil.
Right. Virgil's the next one?
Virgil.
Virgil, that's a main name right there. By golly, Virgil, go down to the dock and get those lobsters offloaded. For God's sakes, Virgil is my number one lobsterman at Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood.
Can you come up with a famous Virgil? I'm not thinking of one.
Just Virgil.
Boy, that is
from,
tough.
From, like, Socrates and...
Well, that's that. How about Virgil. The popular Madonna
Homer.
Record, Like a Virgil?
Like a Virgil. Thank you.
Ollie.
Ollie North.
Oh, Ollie Hardy.
Ollie Oxenfree.
Ollie's Trolley.
Oh, that's a great one downtown.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
This is actually a very
Muhammad
popular
Ollie.
Name.
Very good.
I knew three of these people growing up. Clayton.
Oh, I don't know any Clayton.
Oh, I can tell a great story.
Adam Clayton Powell, a civil rights guy.
There was a guy in our school that was actually even in elementary school bigger than me, and his name was Clayton Cleverly. And
are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Clayton Cleverly?
And I will always remember this. One time the teacher wrote on the board, we were doing math, and it was, she said, 1 ton equals 2,000 pounds. And I snuck up with the chalk and made it say Clayton equals 2,000 pounds.
Oh.
You jerk.
Clayton Cleverly.
Yeah, Marcus Clayton.
The Clayton Cleverly mysteries. All right, keeping it going there,
Elwood.
Katie. Elwood
Blues.
Blues.
Yeah, I think.
That's the only Elwood I know.
Yeah. Elwood Hubbard.
These are old.
No. Elbert.
Elbert?
Elbert.
I don't know any Elbert.
Actually, that is Spanish. It means the Bert.
Really?
Elbert.
Elberto.
Yeah, he worked with El Diamond.
Elbert.
Albert and Ernie.
El Rat Boy.
Woodrow.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, and the bridge, of course.
Well, that's the same thing.
Well, I like to give him credit where credit
same
is due.
Same damn thing.
And his famous decimal system. Dewey.
Yeah, Dewey.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Dewey is a name?
Come on, we got to move. Dewey. Let's go. Let's move along.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. Oh, see these?
Roosevelt Jackson
Theodore
Elementary
Roosevelt.
School.
Rosie Greer was
oh,
Roosevelt.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Greer.
There's two more.
Okay.
We have Milton.
Burl.
Bradley.
Friedman.
Wasn't good there one. Milton on The Simpsons?
Milton.
Office Space.
Oh, yeah. Milton Wadhams.
That's right.
From Office Space.
And the final name.
Yes.
Here we go.
Wilbur.
What is it?
Wilbur.
Wilbur. Well,
from the pig.
Yeah,
Wilbur.
Wilbur Post from Mr. Ed.
S&D.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What? You listen to me, Mr. Kickass. Mr. Rubber Burner. You wipe that hotshot grin off your face or I'll shoot it off you. You got that? I finish up them taters. I'm going to go fondle my sweaters.
Come on, what?
Finish up the taters.
And then what did you say?
And then what did I say?
You said you were going to go fondle your sweaters.
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to fondue with cheddar. I was thinking about making fondue with cheddar cheese for dinner tonight.
No, Gene, that is not what you said.
It is what I said. Fondue cheddar.
Okay, fine.
Okay, see you later.
See ya.
I'm just gonna stop by my bunk for a real quick sec.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Now I gotta, because I'm thinking about it right now.
What's that?
It's funny. I was sitting there, I settled in to watch the beloved Burgundy and Gold take on the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
And I immediately went, oh, it's not in Seattle, because I don't pay attention now that I'm down here. I said, it's at FedEx.
Right.
Oh, I wonder if Oscar's there. Yeah. And then it's so funny you mentioned drab. At the end of the game, I watched the post game that they were doing with Ray Lewis, and I think they've got
Rich
Dilfer, and they've got they just had a bunch of these guys stand
Frank
up.
Frank Gifford,
and they had a very they brought Russell Wilson out, and they had a vocal group of Seattle fans, and I paused it because it was like late, the stadium was completely empty, and they were all going roo, 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 and I said that's got to be drab up there.
He
could have
been there. Apparently, his move was because he produces the morning show. The Junkies in the Morning here in the DC area, and he does Big O and Dukes. But more importantly, he produces the morning show because that pays his bills.
Sure enough.
And he said, "How are you going to get home and get back?" And he said, "I'm just going to go and sleep at the radio station, and then produce the morning show
because he's right there in Atlanta.
Yes,
he could walk." He that probably saved a fortune on parking.
Yeah, I'm Matt. No, I give him a parking pass. He's good to go.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'm a good man.
Johnny
There was a time in my morning show career where I used to sleep very close to the radio station after a weeknight activity.
That's the move, though.
That is a great move.
That's the move.
Remember when we were out taking pictures for the live show at the State Theater? We were very disappointed that the Roy Rogers was gone. Was that across George Mason?
It was across the street. Maybe that was George Mason.
Because I think it's George Mason and Lee Highway.
Yeah, George Mason, and they had a beautiful, delicious Roy Rogers restaurant there. Well, we had a couple of wedding receptions.
And a lot of times if it got to that sort of gray area of whether or not he should head home or go to the station, he'd go to the Roy Rogers parking lot and sack
That's
out.
That's the call you make. He got tickets to go see his beloved team, and I knew his birthday was in August, if I remember, and I knew that the entire time he was looking for tickets, and I said, why don't you go?
Outstanding.
You'll enjoy it.
Are you going to go to any games this year?
I've been to one game. So if you're doing math at home, if this is the only one game I've gone to, and if you split the tickets in half, each one of them are a little over $1,500.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how great this
investment
has been.
He loves the event.
Now, hold on. Was there any part of you that was thinking about the fact that if they went on a run, if they rattled off like four
could
wins
I sell
in a row,
the tickets? Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
He was thinking that, Mike, as he got off the boat in 1978.
I thought about that
yesterday. He was thinking about that.
I actually went on StubHub and I said, wait a second. If I wasn't such a nice guy and I was going to sell these tickets, what would they go for?
Yeah,
the key is when you have a losing product, they don't go for much.
Right now, StubHub.
No, that's the whole deal.
On StubHub right now, they are actually using the Redskins tickets so that in the envelope, it doesn't bend to ruin the tickets that you want. Yeah. It's like a little cardboard reinforcement that they put in there.
I look at those season tickets, and when I got them, don't get me wrong, and thank you to Richard, your neighbor. He was so kind to give me this opportunity.
It sounds pretty sincere.
And I got the tickets and I was like, oh, this is what people talk about. And I'm really going to get into this. Now, in my defense, I would have gone more games, but business called. And I had Los Angeles a couple times, missed a couple games there. Luckily, I was able to find guys that we have supported the show and love and respect to give the tickets to. So that's been great.
All the tickets have gone used.
But it comes down to this, especially in the NFL and especially in the regular season. It comes down to winning. If your team is winning, not only you do sell the tickets will you get a better value for them, but you will probably be more motivated because it becomes the talk of the town.
Yeah.
I spent enough time in D.C. where when our Burgundy and Gold, and that's what I call them in place of the other name that I'm honoring the protest.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You. So I'm trying.
Ooh, that's two for
I'm
two.
Trying very, very hard not to use the name because I believe in I support the people that are protesting the name. So
the three
that's
people.
The way. No, they're more than that.
You know, I'm a Redskins guy.
I know you are. You line up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there we go.
Well, he's not anything, guys, while the Nats are still in it, because that's the event.
Nats, baby.
That's
they won.
The event he's part of now.
I can't get tickets for that
game. Congratulations.
For anything.
I,
I spotlighted the Nats when they about Barb and Chuck Moody going to the 18-inning game, and now I can tell you congratulations to the Nats flying all the way across the country and winning in San Francisco. I think that's terrific, and this is because San Francisco came from two games down in a division series that they're probably thinking a little bit right now about, oh, boy, we don't want to blow it.
It's not impossible.
No, not at all. Not by a long shot.
They have taken three away straight from the Giants in the past, so they can do it.
It could happen. It could happen. But it's funny because one of the only season tickets I have, I'll tell you exactly what I have data. I have Red Sox tickets for spring training.
Right.
Because they are so cheap compared to other sporting events, and I was able to get season tickets, and I'm very excited about that. But there is another sport that as early as, not this weekend, but next weekend, Carla and I may, we're not going to get season tickets, but we're going to go to a number of games, and this is going to be my major league team down here in South Florida. Go ahead.
Is it Hialeah?
No, it is not Hialeah, but it is but it is ice hockey, and I am going to be a huge fan.
It's going to have to be an indoor game, Mike, because the rink will melt.
It's not out, like all the other cities that have outdoor. I forgot what we talked to you about. Sports.
No, no, no. Because they always get fun. They do the Winter Classic, and that's
well, they do one game where they put in a cold city that they
freeze. That's right.
Down.
Well, I don't think Tampa is betting on that.
Isn't this a great name for the team? The Florida Everblades.
Is that a minor league team?
Yeah.
It's a minor league.
No, I get it.
Oh, come on. It's fun.
You're better than minor league.
Oscar, what began as a typographical error on some stationery has become a sports franchise. It used to be the Everglades, but they said, Everblades.
Mike, when you were in Manassas.
Everblades. It's great. They got a great Gator logo. You know, we don't have interns today, but you guys could look up the
logo.
When you
were
beautiful.
In Manassas, you never were a Potomac Nationals fan.
No, I never went down there and saw that. Well, we had Major League
Baseball. You're better than the minor league.
Mike would go to the Oscar. Minor league ballpark when he'd sing.
The Florida.
You jerk.
Oh, Canada. Oscar, the stadium, the arena for the Everblades, I could practically walk to it. It's that convenient, and it's minor league hockey, which means it's rough and tumble. Yeah. They bang bodies. You get guys on the way up and guys on the way back.
I know why Carla wants to go.
But hey.
He's young 20-somethings.
Yeah, of course. That's tight butts. She wants
to go. Well, no, she might actually, judging on her past behavior, maybe she's after the older guys.
Yeah, she wants to go.
The coach.
She wants to go to see the Florida Everblades the same way she wants to go see Gone Girl. I just think it's a really, really good story. I think it's a good story.
Is that their is that their big ticket promotion, the Florida Everblades Peanuts Night?
I mean, every single person, man or woman, gets admitted, gets a picture taken with the Florida Everblades.
A great logo. I'll give you that, Mike.
Isn't that a cool logo?
They look angry.
Isn't that a cool logo?
Pretty good.
It's a lot of fun. I just want to see. I want to see Gone Girl because it's a good story. I really, really do. Oh, Ben, in your package, Ben. Ben Affleck. Oh, my God. Ben and your stubble. I want to see your stubble, Ben.
You've moved on to a different topic, I hope.
No, I haven't. Anyway,
I had a moment, speaking of Gone Girl. My brother and sister came in for a wedding this past weekend, and I saw...
Thank God they're finally getting married.
Yeah, well, my brother and sister-in-law, I guess that would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they... You know, they came back Sunday evening for an early, my mom's birthday is next weekend, but it's an early birthday dinner for them. And
this is Maurizio and Zaviero.
Yeah. And he.
Very good, Mike.
She says, hey, we saw Gone Girl. And that's his wife, right?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, what's. And it's so awkward. I said, what's Ben Affleck's hog like? And this is the anesthesiologist, and I forgot that, hey, we're not that good of friends. And then it was like an awkward pause.
Is this the Boston wife?
Yeah,
is this
it's the Boston, and my brother didn't really
this
think
is
it was
Jose's
funny
wife.
If he was alone, he would have laughed at that.
Sure.
But she wasn't laughing. So he wasn't laughing.
So you got no answer.
No, it was like they changed the subject quickly, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well,
okay, what is
my
it?
Audience.
She's
not
a doctor.
Audience.
She's seen dozens.
If you're going to go to the movies this week, is it Gone Girl or... Or what's the one with Robert Duvall and Robert Downey Jr.? That looks so good.
The Judge.
The Judge.
I don't know. I'm going to go see the Haunted Doll movie.
Yeah. Annabelle. Annabelle.
The Judge.
Yeah. Annabelle, I got to tell you. You know something? Annabelle. Get the truck, Elizabeth. Get the truck.
Get to try.
We're going to see Annabelle.
I like to die.
Annabelle's your scare.
I like to die. I like to fall out.
I like to fall out. It's so much fun. I enjoy that all the time.
I've seen that movie. It beat all. It beat all. You know that? That dog turned into a woman and back to a little girl and then to a dog again.
And you know, you'd be sitting in the audience and it would be a, you know, there'd be a scary moment. And you know, at some theaters across the country, there is some family that's back there going,
"Hey, Annabelle, stay out of that room. She's going to kill everybody. If you put Annabelle in that room, it's going to kill everybody."
Those
Annabelle's
dolls,
scary.
Little porcelain dolls creep me out, though.
That's right. We'll ask her, if little porcelain dolls creep you out, don't go see Annabelle. That's for sure. Yeah.
You don't want to go see Annabelle. It's scary, scary, scary.
Come to life.
All you got
to
do is drop the doll. It breaks it.
Steal
you break that
soul.
Haunted doll, it can't kill you no way.
If I had Annabelle in my house, I would not even send my dog into that living room with Annabelle in there.
My dog Blue.
My dog Blue. My dog Blue. My dog Blue Cephas. My dog Blue Cephas. If there was Annabelle in the house, he would die. I guarantee you that.
Annabelle.
Here's the thing about Annabelle. You can't even kill Annabelle. You can't kill Annabelle at all. You can put Annabelle underground. You can put Annabelle.
Yeah.
If you had a swimming pole in the back of your house, you couldn't
it's
even
like,
put Annabelle.
It's like child's
that.
Play on steroids.
You hold Annabelle under the water in your swimming hole?
I would love to go to the movies this weekend. We don't have our babysitter, so we can't. Uh-huh. But I would love to have. I'd love to stand in the theater, like, cause it's going to be a big theater weekend. It's October, fall is here. People are starting to line up. I would love to just stand in the line and go, "Who's going to see Annabelle?" We got Gone Girl, great movie. We got The Judge, Robert Downey Jr. Who's going to see Annabelle? The number
haunted
two movie
doll
in the
movie.
Haunted doll movie, scary haunted doll. Yes, to me, Annabelle. Watch.
Number one movie in the country.
That's right.
Jesus.
We are bright.
I'm going to go see Annabelle the night before I don't vote.
I do miss. Well, I only saw one of them in the theaters. I do miss the Saw franchise.
Sure.
Halloween.
Now, the thing here's the new Saw. If you want to know the reason I'm joking about Annabelle. The Conjuring, which I saw in theaters.
Horrifying.
I thought The Conjuring was a wonderful movie because they actually put the Annabelle doll was just part of it.
Right.
It was just part of the equation, right?
Right.
But now that they have taken the franchise and the only way they are hurling this way, hey, they're successful, got to give them credit,
sure,
is to put the scary doll Annabelle in there.
Well, you know what? Annabelle is like Fonzie. When they started Happy Days, Fonzie was just a little character, but he became the whole show. So Annabelle is Fonzie, and they're going to give the haunted doll its own movie. Annabelle, that's a prequel to The Conjuring, right?
I don't know.
So
what's
I think
a prequel?
What's
where's the prequel at? Where's the prequel at? Where is the prequel at? I don't know what a prequel is. A prequel? That's an agreement you sign with somebody you get married to. I'm not going to get hitched without a prequel. That's for sure. Hey, you know what I bet's going to happen for sure in the movie Annabelle?
What's that?
Be real quiet now.
Shh, it's quiet.
Somebody's going to look under a bed.
Also, there's scary Annabelle under the bed. She's going to pull me under the bed. Oh, my God.
Have you ever thought about how exposed your shins are to butcher knives?
It's true.
Well, that's why. You know, I think we're all afraid of that. That's why those little.
You don't see
little,
them coming.
Was it Puppet Master where they had all the little toys that
would
kill things?
Yeah. Chucky would always get you right below the knee.
Hey, I'd like to speak to the American moviegoer for a second. Is he still there, Mike? The guy that's going to see the haunted doll movie?
You mean Annabelle?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet I am. I'm right here. How you doing?
Hey, American moviegoer, I have a question for you.
Hello.
If Annabelle goes well, do you think Annabelle should have a TV show?
Oh, man. I watch it every single Friday night. I watch Annabelle, the TV series. Yes,
on the
sorry.
WB?
Yeah, Annabelle. You know, Oscar, my love of horror movies, though, seriously, you mentioned the Saw franchise. The Saw franchise, you know, I thought that held up a little bit. The first one was
formula.
Super scary.
It was a good formula.
But it actually, didn't it usher in the most horrific violence
super graphic
any of any horror movies? Of course, you go back to you know, my day, Friday the 13th, where you see the lady in the hammock, you know.
Yeah, but you know, that's really sort of.
At least you got great nudity in those movies.
That's right. And oh, remember, it's
there
explained.
Always some girl running topless.
It's explained in the Scream movies that the first girl to get nude is always going to get murdered.
True.
And that was 100%. That's how they planned it. 100%.
And I also, what was the other one? Hostel. Now, those were nasty. Yeah. Hostel, the Hostel franchise was a nasty franchise as well. But none of them will compete with Annabelle, as far as I'm concerned.
How do you think Annabelle will stack up against Dolphin Tale 2?
Now, hold on. Now you're in my wheelhouse.
Tell me about it.
You know, I didn't tell you this, but I was sitting in the theater, and I had a couple of, I got a little cloudy.
Sure.
I got a little cloudy when Harry Connick Jr. came out, and they were, trying to nurse the fish back to life, and they, you know, one of them dies, and then they have to, they might have to get rid of the other one.
Thanks a lot.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. You think it's too soon?
Do you think it would be great if they could somehow put both movies together? And the haunted doll was actually turned into a dolphin's tail, and the dolphin could swim.
Boy, that'd be the greatest movie in the history of mankind.
Tell me about
Annabelle,
it.
Annabelle visits the marine park. It's like, look at that. Look at that little dolphin swimming around with a funky, bad, diseased tail. Sorry about that. Who's swimming next to him? It's Annabelle!
The best of O'Mara.
You realize when you are desperately calling a physician that you sound in your desperation like perhaps, I don't need 30, I just need 10 to get me through the weekend. Those are words that would come out of a drug addict's mouth.
Those are almost the exact words that came out of Jerry Lewis's mouth when he was addicted to Percodan, as you remember.
Just enough to get me by.
And that was just enough to get me till tomorrow.
I'm in terrible trouble.
I don't know how much they actually gave these prescriptions, but he only gave me 10. And when I told him I don't need 30, I need 10, he goes, that's all I can give you. So that's I didn't know they could give you more or less.
Yeah, they dole them out. As somebody who recently had a trip to the urgent care because I had my upper thigh, some sort of bursitis in the joint. And incidentally, you gotta love that cortisone.
It's working
baby,
for you?
Baby. Oh, my God. I never looked back. I mean, right as rain. That's why they give it to athletes.
Today's call of I don't need 30, I only need 10 is tomorrow's call of this is T.O. Oscar. I don't need heroin. I only need cocaine.
Now, who are we calling? What's his name that we're calling?
Costa,
Jose?
Costa.
Costa, who is married to your sister.
Yes. Right.
Costa. It's Oscar. Like my Bonnie. So first of all, Oscar calls the hospital. It's obviously morning time out there.
Right.
So they go, Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Good morning.
I'm Oscar Santana.
My back doesn't feel amazing.
I didn't call the hospital. I called
my
sister.
All I need is 10. I need 10. I'm going to grind them up and put them in my Red Bull and vodka. Please help me.
So I just looked up what diazepam actually does. It does help relieve muscle spasms. That's what I was going for.
That's why it's a muscle relaxer.
Yes. And I'll tell you, I took it. I probably finally got home around 6:30, took one, went to bed, didn't wake up till the next day.
Shannon.
And I got
Shannon.
I was so thankful because I could actually walk around. Like I could walk around better than I could have if I hadn't taken that medication and the ibuprofen.
Do you have like a lullaby music, like super early morning music, Rob?
I think I can find you some. Yeah, give me one moment. One moment. Yeah.
So give us again, Oscar. You get injured. Give us a little bit of a timeline. You get injured at what particular time?
I get injured at 5:09. The class ends at 5:30.
So you get injured at 5:30 in the evening. So you're making all these calls at about 1-2 o'clock California time, when Costa hooks you up, and then basically in the middle of his workday.
My plan was to go to CrossFit, go home, get changed, go to the TMSoft happy hour. I had to break plans on the happy hour because I got injured.
Thank God.
Well, you know what? He's going to have a hell of a happy hour anyway, isn't he? When he gets home with the diazepam.
I know this man, and it's not always been the case. You know, it's like, yeah, I got my muscle relaxed. Just now I can make it to the TMSoft happy hour. And then he really self-medicates. Rob, would you like to play the role of Shannon the following morning? How many hours would you figure you slept, Oscar?
I woke up at 11:30 in the morning. So I went to bed, at like 6:30.
Now we will recreate a scene where Shannon gently comes in. Rob Spiewak, Rob Spiewak with a Monday triple. A Monday one off the wall for three bags for Rob Spiewak. Okay,
okay.
So Shannon comes in. You're making me laugh with this music.
Okay. Shannon comes I'll be in. Shannon. Should I try to affect your voice?
Yes, go ahead. Okay, and go. I will be Oscar waking up in the morning. Okay.
The door opens. Mike, help me. The door opens.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Honey. Honey.
It's me. It's Shannon. Wake up.
What time is it?
It's
time is it?
It's lunchtime, honey.
Oh, God. How long have I been sleeping?
32 hours.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I was able to get some sleep because I pulled my back out.
Honey.
Pulled what out?
The dart, man.
The dart. Man, I'm tired.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much.
You guys are the best.
The mighty Amara Art Players.
Yes. I believe that was as our impromptu quickie sketches. That to me was a 10.
Beautiful.
So you got the drugs. Yeah. You took them. You slept for a while. How did you feel when you woke up on Saturday morning?
I was sore, but better than I would have been without them. So,
and how are you today?
I was going to say.
You know what's interesting about it? Only my left lower back is still sore.
That's fascinating.
But I'm mobile, which is great. And I was mobile on Sunday, felt better. If I feel this good now, I think by Wednesday I'll be at 100% again.
Do you think the diazepam allowed you to sleep for a length of time that allowed the anti-inflammatories to do their job?
That, and I also have an ice pack from a physical therapy friend that I have. As soon as I got home, I got completely naked, jumped in bed, and then Shannon took the ice pack and put it right on my lower back. So I actually fell asleep for a long time with the ice on my back.
And then she melted candle wax on his chest. It was sexy.
Then in honor of Cinco de Mayo, it's time for the Brazilian wax. But anyway, I will tell you, this is something that I've done for years and years, really pretty close to 10 years. There has been a chiropractor across the street that not one, not two, but three people have told me about, and I never went to the guy.
Now, does he operate out
there? He's been there for 15 years.
Does he operate out of his house?
No, it's a office complex right across the street
where I live. Across the highway, not across
the highway,
your street.
The big highway.
I'm with you, yeah.
Went to the guy on Friday, and I'm here to say, you guys remember, the last time I played golf was with Casey Dukes and Wesley Crusher.
Yes.
Right.
And that's how long ago it was, and I got out and hit balls for the very first time after one visit to this guy. Have you thought about doing the whole chiropractic thing? Because you sound like you need to be adjusted.
You know what? I think what I'm going to start with is yoga. Because after
yoga
I've
is
been through,
Diamond Dallas Page told me yoga was number one.
I think I have
back.
To start with yoga, and it's a shame that I hadn't made the time for Shannon because she offers all the time. I think that is what's going to help me ultimately with what I need.
Well, it's two things. Have you had an X-ray taken of your lumbar spine?
Yes, I have, and throughout my family we have the degenerative disc disease, so
I have the same thing.
So I'm sure it just creep. That's part of what we have, which is more reason for me to be as flexible as possible as I get older.
And unfortunately, you're going through a time where you're probably in your peak zone.
Yeah.
25 and 40 is when it really, you know, you got all those muscles going down. So you have to do either the yoga, but chiropractic too. They manipulate you a little bit.
But
I believe in it.
But the yoga will build his core strength, and it will prevent the need for chiropractor. Your chiropractor, is he good? Is he strong?
Chiropractory. You made it sound suddenly like it's quack.
Well, you know.
If you want to get into, I'm not going to pay attention to all this chiropractory.
You know, listen, really I do it myself. I do it myself. And it helps me when I lose feeling in my hands. But
keep
in mind, half of chiropractic is saying, you know what you need? What you need is a wellness plan.
The best of O'Mara.
Music, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, back from a bottle of wine. Oscar Santana, Oscar Dante.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
The Grammys, where the nominations have been announced.
Oh, thank Christ.
Did you know, and let me ask you this. And you have the buzzer or the ding ready, right?
Yes, I have it always ready.
Record of the year.
Yes.
All right? The nominations for record of the year are Fancy by Iggy Azalea or Charlie XS.
Right.
Or Chandelier by Sia. Stay With Me by Sam Smith. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
There's your winner.
All About the Bass by Meghan Trainor.
Chubsy Umsy.
All right.
I love that song. I really do. I love that song. That song is, as far as a pop tune, best pop tune of the year.
Oscar, as our entertainment consultant, do you know the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year?
I don't.
Song of the Year is a composer's credit.
Ah.
Record of the Year is a performer's credit.
What's a best pop vocal album credit?
It's the one that I hope to win this year.
Hey, Rob?
Yes.
Symptomatic of the problems with award shows, too. That's
yes.
A classic example of Song of the Year and Record of the Year. We have to reward everybody. Everybody gets a trophy.
You know what, though? But I think the Grammys sort of led the charge. Didn't they cut it down to like 6 awards on stage a couple
but
years ago?
But don't you think Song of the Year should be Song of the Year and you bring the artist and the writer up?
And everybody gets a trophy. Grammy. I mean, that's but they both get a trophy. Not everybody. Otherwise, we'd get a
consolidate.
Trophy.
Consolidate. Best pop vocal album is Coldplay. Ghost Stories.
Boo!
Whoa.
I like Coldplay.
Miley Cyrus, Bangers.
Oh, have you seen the pictures from her tour? It's like her ankles don't even touch anymore.
Do you know what my favorite song is on the Coldplay album?
What's that?
Tapping that Jennifer Lawrence ass.
Oh, not anymore, nice. Though. He hit it anymore, and quit it.
Yeah, you know why? Because he brought the... He hit it and quit it.
Boom, bam.
Boom, bam, he hit it and quit it.
That's right.
You know, that's because he brought Paltrow along.
Yeah.
On a date. Isn't that why she left him?
I didn't see that.
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow, his former wife, and that's why he like would bring her around
to
dates.
She should have been home with Apple. Apple Paltrow.
Hey, Apple.
Ariana Grande, My Everything.
Yes.
Katy Perry, Prism. Ed Sheeran. X? I don't even know what that is.
Red-haired
guy. Is that a country guy?
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
He's a ginger.
In the Lonely Hour.
He's a ginger. He likes to hit it and quit it.
Look, the Grammys
bam,
are,
boom.
The Grammys. No, it's. No, please. It's boom, bam.
Boom, bam.
No, I think bam, boom.
Bam, boom is a deodorant and boom.
I think bam, boom might win.
Hey,
like
all
it.
You young studs, this is Oscar Santana. Get out there and hit it and quit it. Bang, boom.
That's right.
Bam,
bam,
boom. No, you're ruining it.
I'm sorry.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. Speaking it's got such a grand heritage, Mike.
Yeah.
Speaking of music,
yeah,
we were. And I'm hammered.
I hear you.
Let me find my link here.
That's right.
Mariah Carey, the reason.
You really are hammered.
You did this to me.
I know.
The reason why Mariah Carey was sounded the way she did is that she didn't make it to Tuesday's rehearsal.
Say Mariah Carey. Can you do me a favor? Say Mariah
Carey
three times.
Mariah Carey.
Say it three times fat.
Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey.
Hey, you know what might even be more fun?
I'm going to walk home.
Can you say three times fast her ex-husband's name?
Nick Cannon, Nick Cannon,
no,
Nick
before
Cannon.
That, Tommy Mottola.
Oh, Tommy, no. You guys are a bunch of jerks. She was supposed to show up for a taping on Tuesday to pre-tape, and then everything would have been fine, right? She could have just, they would have played it and would have been good to go. But she didn't show up for that, and then she tweeted out the night after because she knew she had a few flubs.
Right, a few.
That the performance was out of her control. That's what she tweeted. What does that mean?
It means that
she blamed it on the mix or the sound?
In Mariah Carey's case, I think you've got an amazing studio recording artist, and you've got somebody that is challenged with what she puts herself through to make a recording. It's difficult to duplicate that line.
It is, and also,
I'm in her corner on this.
You know, she's not what she was 15 years ago.
No, but Mariah Carey is a singular talent. There's just no doubt about that.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, all the other stuff around it, the diva, all that crap, I throw that out, and I just I appreciate what she can do. She can do stuff. You hear it, actually, even on the bad performance of her Christmas song at the tree lighting. You hear that range, and that range is like Milo down to that stratospheric high. She can't hit them like she used to, Rob, but she's still, just on talent alone.
Yeah, you're right. And you know
I
what?
Give my
I saw some theories on. I saw some theories online that also it could have been bad monitoring, because if you cannot hear yourself, you cannot sing. And if that's the case, there's probably some of that at play.
Yeah, so it sucks that I think people are, you know, everybody just
they're killing her. We killed her yesterday.
They're killing her. They assume that it's just anybody can do it, and it's not easy. So.
Almost impossible. Gentlemen, the world of Bill Cosby is going to be hard to get through this, but apparently the latest lawsuit, there's a countersuit now on the table where his latest accuser allegedly tried to extort first $100,000, then $250,000, so a quarter of $1 million.
Wow.
And
are we getting to the point where if this is 20% true, that Bill Cosby ought to maybe just like take a walk out into a field? And
well, some people are saying he should set up $100 million.
Yeah, Gloria Allred
fund.
Said
yes.
That. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but I mean that. I don't know how it's going to play out, but it sounds like Cosby's going to be in denial till the day he dies.
Yeah, because he's suing his 17th accuser.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I mean, it might be a little too late.
And if something goes into court, you're going to see that's going to be the show. He'll regret this. You'll see this. And if it's open court, it'll be you talk about a show. It'll be an amazing show.
Not
trying
to prove guilt or suggest guilt anywhere, but I do believe there is a reason.
Go ahead. Suggest guilt, Rob.
Okay. The man is guilty because he's settled out of court for 25 years. The reason that he doesn't want to go into court is he doesn't want the details out.
Right. Exactly.
Might be too late now. We'll find out.
Yeah, I think so.
Wrap things up in a bow. We talked about it earlier. Peter Pan's ratings are down 46% from The Sound of Music just a year ago. The dollars spent are astronomical for one of these productions. And you think it'd be cheap, but it's not because they're paying for the actual actress or the actors involved. It's the time spent to actually put on a live show.
They've been doing this 6 or 7 months.
Yes.
And the sets were, you know what? Even though they were hard to look at, they were elaborate and incredible. They spent a ton on this, and they're going to really, really.
They're taking it up the keister.
They are, right up in the brown, Mike.
Yes. That's Oscar Rock. You want me buff and all that? Doing your stuff and all
that? But I don't care enough and all that, because I got girl. It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And that's Gary Stein doing Mike O'Mara doing Gary Stein. Listen, we hope you will listen to our show. We have great fun, great guests every week.
We certainly do, and pretty soon the box set comes out.
And frankly, it's just not the same without you. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show. Is easily reasoned, because for me being a heathen, simply you ain't needed. And just because you got double D's doesn't mean you can trouble me. Those the best of O'Mara.
Okay, hail, hail, the gang is all here.
Hello, hello, hello.
There is no better way to start a show on a Monday, in my humble opinion, than with an old-fashioned controversy.
Oh, do you have one?
And we have a controversy. We have a major controversy. Last night, right before, it's always Sunday that these things happen because people tend to alert me. I receive a text message, and within the sentence it says, "I'm not trying to rile things up." When I read that, I know that's someone who is exactly trying to rile things up.
Right.
And let me see if I can paraphrase the gist of this. The Big O and Dukes, which you can link to on our website, and I think it goes in the same direction.
Oscar, and forth, baby.
Oscar does his show that he truly loves.
BigOandDukes.com
and the Big O and Dukes show. And you know, I've pressed Oscar for 4 years.
Yeah, he tried to have me many quit the show, times. I remember that.
I've had them. I've said, you know, who do you love more? You know, who's your loyalty to? And Oscar, because he's more afraid of Chad than he is of me,
right,
always ends up saying, "Well, it's Chad. Chad's who
I'm not afraid
live
of
and die.
Chad
I,
or you.
Now,
it's,
on that
my
show,
loyalties lie there because I started that show.
Now on that show, which one are you?
Which
are you Big O?
May I be allowed, yes, gentlemen, yeah, in this room to set this up? May I just
absolutely.
And then
please,
we can have all the give and take that we want. But the gist of the email was that Oscar was on the Big O and Duke show,
right,
and he was saying things about whose show it is. And then
I can
Chad
give you the exact question.
Preston. Well, I have the tape.
Okay.
So I prepared
a presentation?
I rarely do that, but I mean, when it's this good.
I love this.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have played it if I didn't like it. But I mean, the fact is, no, I just went.
You.
No,
window,
if I was really pissed,
your soul.
If I was really pissed, it would have been, I said, "Everyone step out of the room. I'm going to wait till Oscar gets in here."
That's right.
But no, so you know, as everybody knows, Oscar and I had a fight a couple of weeks back.
I totally forgot about that fight.
And it was I'm glad you did, and I'm glad nothing affects you on any emotional level whatsoever, and I'm glad that you are effing Iron Man. I'm happy for you. So congratulations with that. So to make a long story short, I'm hip to this, and then I see there's a thread about it, and in the thread, I think our good friend Adam Sternberg said, "I bet we'll hear about it tomorrow." Well, I'm nothing
Thank you,
if
Adam.
Not predictable. Adam, yes, of course I'm going to talk about it. How can I not talk about this.
Good
and
Adam what said, it, what it, I wonder if maybe Mike is going to talk about this.
I wonder if he's going to talk about the fact that Oscar goes on the other show. Says it's not his show. That the Big One Duke show is his show. But this is not his show, even though he's been on it for 4 years. I don't understand what's going on.
So I go and I listen to this. And as I'm listening to it, I said, yeah, all right. I mean, it's like I've heard that before. I've heard the I've heard that shtick before. But there, the thing I think what this spotlights, this tape, is that you do exist in two different worlds. You exist in the world. Big O and Dukes is a would it be best to describe it as a more concentrated following of people there. You've got your horde there. They're people that actually are.
Studio audience, right?
We're not going to have people come in and watch the show here, but we'll have people that will go out to Reno.
Oh, we have.
What would be the difference in the audience? You give me that. What would be the difference in, besides the age demographic, which you guys love to.
It's definitely the demographics.
Opie and Anthony at all day long.
Definitely
Chad and Oscar are going to be 25 for 44 more years. So get ready for that. They are terrified of anything that would tip their hand about being
so
old.
Luckily, we realize Mike Bart Simpson has aged more than they have.
Exactly. Yes.
I would say that the biggest difference is our content on the program, and really the content that we put on there really skews to a younger age, but we have a different take on the content. That's it. And we're both talk. The reason.
And would it be safe to say formatically that I probably include more old school radio formatics?
No,
you
have
our show.
You have benchmarks every show.
When
right?
I say formatics, I'm talking about how I set the show up with an intro and I put sound effects and there's more of that on this show. Right?
And that's because that's the way your show has always been.
Right. Right. And I'm comfortable with it. And it also works better for our sponsors too.
I agree. So our show has a different same format as you would say hot talk radio, right?
Okay.
But it's a little looser and it's just the content that's driven from it comes from two different areas.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Where
now, one of the things that, Oscar, that I've observed I don't listen to a lot of any of the shows on the network. I don't. I get done with this show. I put a lot into this show, and I don't live it, breathe it. I wish I listened to more because there's incredible content. And I mean this. I really know. I mean this. I mean, we have so many great shows. The brand new one with Tony Perkins and Gary Stein.
Absolutely.
We've got Cake and Cookies. We've got Tech 411, Rob and Joe. It's Mickey. I mean, they're all.
Marcus
I'm very
show.
Proud. I'm proud of. And the Americast as well. I'm very proud of.
Pride is a funny thing, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. I'm very proud of everything that we offer because a lot of people get a lot of it. But one of the themes that Chad will occasionally go back to, and I guess maybe Drab, I don't know if Drab involves it, is Oscar being a chameleon.
Chad's deal.
Chad's thing, calling you a chameleon.
He's right, though.
But
so
you,
funny.
Well, he is right. I've worked with you for 4 years.
I would call myself a utility player.
Okay. Yeah. See, a chameleon it's about changing color, Mike.
Yes.
That's what a chameleon does. It's a lizard.
Well, let's do this.
Sorts.
You have to
Let's listen to the tape. And
all right.
I'll tell you. Now, listen. Let me preface this. And I'm going to help my buddy Oscar out here, okay?
Oh, there's no need for help.
Well, no, there might be.
Okay.
Let me just tell you why. Because
every chameleon needs a heat lamp.
There is.
They die
there
otherwise.
Is the core of people that might think that there is that it's kind of there's a tone that might be a little dismissive about you and me, Rob, as far as us being old with our material.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
I want to say this. Oscar was in here over the weekend with me working on our new setup here. Oscar puts a tremendous amount of effort into this show, and he is all in, and Oscar and I have worked together for a long time, and we're not going anywhere. And the fact is, I love Oscar, I love Rob, I love working with you guys. Nothing's going to change. However, with that said,
right?
Listen to these F-sticks talk about our show. Okay, let's listen to this right now.
Seven, when Joan Rivers died, Oscar agreed with Chad that the celebrity die in Three's gimmick was terrible. Then on the Michael Mara show, Mike says Joan Rivers has died, and Oscar responded,
context.
I wonder who's next, Dane Cook, which is the true Big O, Rob in Portland.
Yeah,
well,
if you listen, Rob in Portland, if I remember correctly.
Big Phony, hey!
Mike had said Robin Williams and mentioned who was next,
It was so Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, and I said Dan Cook as a joke because clearly Dan Cook does not shouldn't be even mentioned with Robin Williams and Joan Rivers. So that's where that came from. It was actually a joke. I remember. Nobody laughed at it.
All right. Well, let's stop right there. All right. So that's the first. I will, incidentally, every diminishing reference, I will.
No one did laugh.
I will hit with it. So that's the first one
and
where
you
it's
know
coming.
What? That's
no one laughed at it. We're too stupid. Let me just put this in here. There's the Dane Cook joke.
Because
I think really once you spotlight it, you can establish it as effing hysterical.
What I love is that, you know, even though he is a comedian, there are things on both shows that are common, like the joke that no one laughs at. These are the traits that really
happen to Chad all the time. He'll make a joke
Oscar,
and
let me
he'll
just
highlight
say this,
that nobody laughed at. Okay.
But based on that, you know, it's Robin Williams and Joan Rivers and Dane Cook.
I didn't need a big crowd laugh. I just wanted a giggle, and I got nothing.
I understand. I understand.
Snicker.
So,
not a
giggle. But remember that bell, because those are the ones when I call
diminishing references to the Michael Mara show.
I actually think I laughed at myself during that joke.
You know, I do that, and Rob does that.
Sure.
I think that's a good thing. Sometimes.
I laugh all day
And in
long.
The heat of battle, I think Rob would tell you about me, I'm definitely thinking what's coming up next, and sometimes I will miss. I miss more than anybody else.
Of course,
that's probably a given, and that makes it kind of charming when you guys will give your little.
Betty doesn't realize that he's such an F. Fat F.
Okay, let me play.
Dane
let me play.
Cook.
Listen. Let me continue.
And now you know how I feel in this room.
Yeah, I sat there. I said, "All right, moving on." So it was a joke.
Sure, we all know that Oscar's a great big phony. We know that. Yeah,
send the tape. Send the tape, please.
But we played tape for you the last time, and you still lied and said it didn't happen.
Send that tape. It was a joke that nobody laughed at. I remember that. It was painful.
But that doesn't mean you guys still weren't doing.
They love the threes. That's all they do.
Okay, that's all they. That's the second one right there. That's all.
They do a lot of
they
that. Though.
They love the threes.
They love
and,
them.
Now here's the yes. When you download tape, you have to pick it apart. That's all they do. Yeah. That just remember. That's just if
I
you
know
isolate
he's very
that,
busy, Mike.
They love the threes.
When
that,
someone
so based
dies.
On that, based on that, no, there was no when someone dies. There was that's all they do.
They.
Rob and I come in every day and we say, who are the three celebrities that are going to? I would say it's a relatively minuscule part of the show.
When someone dies, who's next is the question.
Well, let me just speak for myself. Okay,
yes.
I think that I have. Less of an obsession with celebrity death than our friend
absolutely.
Mr. Spiewak.
But still, so. You know, it's worthy of mentioning us by pronoun only. They.
They.
That's what they do when they do that show.
On their show.
That's right, they.
On their show, which that's incidentally right. pays me a hell of a lot more than the show I'm speaking on.
That's
Let's
right.
continue. Thank you very much.
I work on their show.
Wait a second. You don't consider it your show? Like, our show?
This is our show.
Okay, we're continuing going down. Now that's the
that is the God honest truth.
And there is the well. I'm happy and good for your honesty. Yeah. Very happy for that. And so that was the gist of it. That was the big. That was the big thing. That was the big.
That
statement.
Show belongs to them.
Yes. Well, it's specifically he was saying it's my show.
Okay,
it's my
I agree.
Show. Let's just listen. I don't want to analyze. Just yet, and I just want to say this is very painful for me.
Understood.
That's Mike's show.
Getting too deep.
No, it's true. It's Mike's show. It absolutely is Mike's show.
You said their show.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it's like that's the Mike O'Mara show.
You've been working on that show that long, and that's how you view it?
And Chad, let me just say, from Mike to you, Chad, I just want to say... You understand how much it hurts. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. I don't set the table. Mike does.
It doesn't matter about setting the table. Like, if you bring us in from break, it's still our show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different dynamic. You know how that show goes, man. I love work.
Okay, there's another one. That's
that
the other
show.
The diminishing. Oh, you know that. We know what those idiots are about. Yeah, that's it.
It's a different
show. You know them. They do that. You know what those guys do. Come on. Let's go. This is. Let me just get.
Well, time was wrapping on. I feel honored to work with them.
Look. You do what you got to do, but I think it's odd that you've been working on it as long as you have and you don't consider it, oh, this is our show.
I feel.
And let me stop and say, I do too. I do too. I think it's odd as well.
Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Please.
I feel like I have ownership as far as the business end and how it's been developed, but I don't
but
feel.
But you're on the show. You're not a business
well,
manager.
Well, it is called the.
Thank you, Chad.
of the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, it's look, if Mike sets the table and I could give him one or two things, but it's not like what we talk about here, and I've said that a million times.
Yeah, but
it's no
hold
different.
On. Drab's name is not on our show. It is our show. I consider it our show. Jimmy's name wasn't on Opie and Anthony, and I consider it the three of theirs show.
Yeah, but again, it's like me going in. I'm not really into, and I've said this to Mike. Like, I try to get the references for half, and they actually laugh at it that I don't know half the things they're talking about.
Now that is true. That is extremely true. He has said that. You've
but
said
you know
that.
What? That is.
Here's the thing. But the important thing to point out here for this I'm being serious right now with people that want to put a controversy together. That's part of Oscar's bit on our show.
That's very much
that he doesn't get it.
That's why he's part of the show.
That's his persona.
Exactly.
But we will address the whole thing about whether he is a part of this or not as we continue. But that, I just want to point that out. That
we've talked about that on the air and off
air. We've talked about that forever about that. I mean, it's part of
that's like this show.
They have older references. And we laugh at it sometimes.
But they have older references, like, for their age.
Yes.
Like they go old.
All right. for their age. Now, Rob, I'm not offended by that.
I totally forgot.
I think I would be. Chad and Oscar are mid 30s, okay?
Yes.
They're going to be 40 very, very soon. Yes. You are in your early 40s.
43.
Right. Okay. They are. So, really, Oscar is 34 or 35?
36
now. You're 36 now. Okay.
Oh, that's been old. Explains a lot.
You're 5 years younger than Rob Spiewak. You listening to both of you
and Chad,
7. You're 7 years younger than Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to help you. Hey, Dipstick, I'm trying to help you out here. Okay, Jabba? I'm trying to get your crap together,
Jabba?
For Christ's sake,
know,
my
but
God.
But
well, he's over there and he's going, 7. Well, I think I'll pick Mike's argument amount because I want to hop on the winning team. Jesus, you're with me, pal. Whether you want to be or not, okay?
You don't have to call him Java. I'm with the long haul. Mm. But you know, math errors make me nuts.
Okay. So the thing is, there is a 7-year age. Now, you are 36, and Oscar and Chad is how old?
35.
35. Okay.
He'll be 36 in December.
7 or 8 year difference for Rob. We have called Rob an old soul, and I'm sorry for calling you Java.
That's all right, Mike. I'm fat. No one's going to. No big deal.
Rob, please make me happy by saying, no problem, Orson. All right, thank you.
No, it's okay, Panette.
Thank you. So the point is that that's the youth thing that we refer to. But now me, I've got 20 years on both those guys. So that's fine. I accept that. But, you know, Rob, you're an old soul, but you're not, you know, it's not like they're dancing around you as far as the old thing. Let's continue with that.
Well, to be fair, but I'm saying if I felt like it was my show, those older references would have stopped a long time ago. Like, they just continued to do that. Like,
okay. All right. So that is now make a note of this, Rob.
I'm done.
We will be discussing the older references. Okay. And
to give a little credit, and look, I think we all understand what's going on here.
By the way, Oscar, happy Monday.
Hello, my name Nikolai. I am very good friend of Mr. Big Shot Mike O'Mara. I met him in university when I did 1 year exchange program from Moscow. He is a good guy and I don't forget. He was best wingman ever. He helped me get, as you Americans say, that ass. Very nice. Enough of history lesson. We talk business. All you listeners who still did not buy TMOS bonus packages, you do it now. For only $69.99, you get every bonus show and save 25%. This is a very good deal. Buy bonus package. If not, you regret. And my other good friend, Kalashnikov, he will make visit to you. Vladimir, Dmitry, давай, давай!
The best. best of O'Mara.
We're talking with Mr. Rob Spiewak about his evening of Jerry Lewis Entertainment. We've already been disappointed by the lack of production. We've been disappointed by the other people that are attending. Very, very sad.
Lack of numbers there.
So very, 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 quite a bummer.
One thing that I think you would appreciate, Mike, is that his director's chair was the kind of director's chair that sits up like a bar height chair as opposed to like a sit down one.
How did he cross his legs? Did he put the
his feet locked in almost as if he was at the gynecologist. He put his feet in the stirrups and he stayed put, but the chair was embroidered. It was a black chair with flaming red embroidery, Jerry Lewis and his logo. It was so Jerry. And
it
we
was
got
Jerry.
A little bit. We got a little bit of Jerry. The thing that disappointed me the most, we didn't get any angry Jerry.
Ah.
I was hoping for a tremendous audiovisual miscue that he would say, "That's the cue."
Yes,
that's the cue.
Right.
But we didn't get any of that.
Although, he's too mellow now. He's getting ready to
mellow means
jump
90.
In the casket.
Yeah.
Did you move up in your seats if there are so many people?
I stayed put.
Man.
And the other thing is that he was very, very direct with his cues because what it was, Mike, it was essentially a clip show. I didn't expect this either. I would say it was roughly 60% video highlights of his career, 40% jokes and setting up the clips. Now, to be fair, the clips were great, but that's not what I expected. When we finished, there were some good jokes, but Carrie, and I pulled these just so Oscar could have a field day.
Please.
Carrie's remark as we walked to the car is, after the 83-minute show, because I timed it, she said, he's pretty racist, huh? And I said, well, maybe. Now, I did not tape.
Why do you think Rob loves him? Why does Rob love him?
Racist.
I didn't tape any of the show because that would be against the rules. But luckily.
Well, back in the day, like the Rat Pack and those guys, they all did that kind of racial comedy.
Of course,
comedy, right?
Racially tinged comedy. Right. Since it was against the rules to tape the show, I don't have any audio tape that I took. However, I was able to go on YouTube.
And you found it.
A guy named Schmob.
Oh, that's great.
Actually posted some video on
Schmob's
YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy this. But here's the whole premise of this joke is flawed based on his introduction. He says that Polish jokes are coming back. Oh. And I said to Carrie, what?
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, anyway. Jerry. Now, this is the same man who thought that it would be a wonderful tear-jerking movie to play a clown in a concentration.
Exactly, it would, and maybe
right. The day the clown cried.
Maybe
right?
he could have worked some of those great Polish jokes in that movie, since Mike, since they're coming back. Let us go to the tape, please.
Now we have a whole thing happening again. Jokes that were funny 30 years ago are starting to come back, and the Polish jokes were my favorites. They're my favorite jokes in the whole world. Nothing better. A man is sitting in his house, a Polish man, and relaxed. And his daughter walks in and says, "Pop, I'm pregnant." He said, "Don't say anything. It may not be yours."
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
But, Mike, you know what else are coming back?
And I love the popsicles and fruit flavors.
We didn't get any of that either, which made me
sad. And I love the Polish jokes. Yes.
He also said that we need to go and get the current issue of Reader's Digest. This was the greatest reference on it, because Reader's Digest is what? For people that are 1,000 years old?
Yeah.
That's his setup.
My mom reads it. She's 94. She reads
They still
Reader's
make it?
Digest.
This is the... My,
yeah.
The,
Jesus.
The Reader's Digest is the setup for his nod to the Asian community.
I never realized it, but in this current issue, they have an entire story on how the Chinese name their children. Chinese have a special way of naming children. They take a huge silver platter. They put it on the ground. They grab a handful of silverware. They throw the silverware up in the air. And as it hits the platter, clink, 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 clink.
Oh, my God. It's
How
like,
is that even
it's
funny?
Like, no, it's not. It's like
That's
old,
not
horrible, bad racist
It's like
jokes.
Bigot jokes. Right?
Pulled them for
bigot
Oscar.
This
is why. This is why Carrie said I didn't
cling,
realize
clang,
he was racist.
Cling, clang, clung, cling, clang, clang.
But you hear the crowd. Was it all white? Be honest.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. There was, I think there was, I saw two people that might have been younger than me. But they were there with the
and
father.
And you're not so young.
No, I'm not so young. Yes. Mike, he did tell one of my favorite jokes. He told the doctor joke.
And incidentally, the audio is superb.
Yeah. Well, Mike, sometimes when someone bootlegs a show, you don't really have a chance to tape a mic to the lectern.
Very good. This is you that recorded
No,
this?
I got this it's off Schmob. YouTube.
Oh, it's Schmob. That's
right. Yeah, okay.
This woman comes home from the doctor, and she's excited. And she's flitting around the house with an energy level unlike the husband had ever seen. He finally stops her. He says, "Would you be good enough to tell me what the hell you're so happy about?" She says, "Sweetheart, you know what the doctor said to me today? He said I have the breasts of an 18-year-old. He says, "Really? What did he say about your 45-year-old ass?" She said, "Your name never came up."
Oh my God!
Jeez!
What a
wow!
Hack.
Did you? Now, did you? When he did this, did you guffaw? I didn't hear you laughing. I didn't hear.
Now I get to the, there's.
You're probably disgusted.
I made sort of a revelation towards the end, but one thing that I think you would enjoy, Mike,
that he doesn't have any appreciable talent.
When he did the video presentations, when he showed himself, you know, doing stuff with Dean in the 50s, or when he showed.
Did he talk about Dean? Did he tell us any stories about Dean? Did he express any remorse about?
He said he was remorseful that they let 20 years pass that they never talked. And he talked, he had fine things to say about Frank Sinatra. He actually said he didn't think that John F. Kennedy or Robert F. Kennedy ever banged Marilyn Monroe, because while he was banging her, she probably would have mentioned it. What? He wanted to mention that he had banged Marilyn Monroe.
What happened between him and Dean Martin? Did Dean see his show and just walk away?
Dean.
Hold on. Wait, let's stop that for a second. Now I'm interested. He mentioned, I guess this is public, that he's banged Marilyn Monroe?
Well, here he is talking about Robert F. Kennedy and John F. Kennedy.
And of course, Bobby came along, and he joined the relationship, and the two of them became almost bookends. John here, Bobby there, and the little Jew in the middle. So I had this great relationship with him, and therefore, I felt that I have a responsibility, particularly when I hear what's going on lately, that John Kennedy had a romance with Marilyn Monroe, and Bobby Kennedy was doing it with Marilyn Monroe, and I hear this, and I hear this, and I hear this, and I know it's not true. It's just vicious rumors. And I know what I'm talking about because I was making it with Marilyn.
That to me would be kind of cool.
No one's alive.
Did he bang Marilyn Monroe?
No one's alive to confirm that story.
But that's true enough.
That's true. That's you know
even
what I mean?
People that heard.
But I'd enjoy the story.
Okay.
Even people that heard it from people that confirm it are dead. So
yeah,
that was.
And he's not above that doing that.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Has been proven throughout his career.
Now, when they went to the video clips, he would always say, "Can you run that, please, Jeff?" So that was the cue for the lights to go down and the big screen behind
him.
Is
Jeff the comic book guy?
No, that's Rick Sapphire. I didn't see Rick Sapphire there.
I'm Rick Sapphire.
He's a magician, not a comic book guy. But the weird thing is, Mike, and I think you'll be able to relate to this, when the stage would go dark and the video clip would run, and sometimes they're 3-4 minutes long, Jerry in his chair looked like the Hall of the Presidents at Disneyland. When the characters go down, you know, like when they sort of tune out. So
he just put his head down.
And then a stagehand would come out and sometimes give him something. Carrie and I couldn't figure out.
Drugs.
He might have been vaping. He might have been like taking an oxygen hit of something. I don't know. But what happened, he said, here
see,
is.
Now, this, now it's getting more interesting, Rob. See, I'd be fascinated by that.
I couldn't. And, you know, I'm seeing on a huge movie screen his reunion with Dean Martin.
Could
on
you
the
have gotten down to the
telephone.
Front row? Could you have gone down to the front row?
The front, there were not many seats ahead of me that were better. I don't think I could have gotten down there.
Okay.
And,
right. And
trust me, when you're only dealing with a 1/3 capacity house, there's a lot of ushers because they're not spread out. So.
Right.
They would go to Dean and Jerry reuniting on the telephone. Theater goes dark. Jerry's head falls. His hands go limp. He's sitting in his director's chair. And then the stagehand comes out and hands him something. And that was the most bewildering thing. Because
popsicle.
We couldn't figure it wasn't a popsicle. It looked like some sort of inhaler.
And did he have a lozenge when he was up there? Did he appear to have anything in his mouth?
And the thing at the
How was his color?
Wonderful. You know what? Rob Ford should have such nice color.
No, it was. Was it horrible?
No, he looked, and here's where the positive comes in, and I know you hate for me to focus on the positive, but he's nearly 90. He got out
there. You've said that like 90 times yourself.
Okay.
We know he's old. We know he's old.
Should he be on stage?
At the end of the night, I say yes, and here's why. God. He told maybe 36 jokes. I knew every punchline save one, but for me, it was like listening to an old, familiar record. I got one more night.
Which is your wheelhouse.
And I got to watch him do his stuff. And, you know, while there was a hefty dose of disappointment, when all is said and done, it was a worthwhile trip for me. Carrie was miserable. But for me, I'm glad I did it.
And but it was your anniversary, and she sacrificed her evening to go with you.
The next day was all about her.
No, it wasn't. You went to King's Dominion, for Christ's sake.
She had as much fun as me, and we actually talked about it.
The key is as much fun as you.
Yes, she what loves is something, it too. All right, she loves King's Dominion as well.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.